on social media at Ben and Kelly Show. We got this message from a listener, Sally.
Sally, not a real name. She says, hey, Ben and Kelly, I just recovered from the embarrassment of it all 2 years later.
Oh.
And my girlfriends and I were talking about it over some wine this past weekend and told me I should share it. So, yes, please call me Sally.
Okay.
LOL. Anyway, my company was building out a new space at our office when I first started here. One morning, my coffee kicked in and I had to go. Right now. The regular ladies' room was occupied, mm-hmm. but the new one was open. Mm-hmm. I crushed it.
I crushed it.
And then discovered it wasn't hooked up yet. No plumbing, just the toilet.
No.
The contractor was angry.
No.
I was so embarrassed and admitted to it.
Oh, no.
Rookie move. Had to clean it out myself.
No! No!
So can we have a segment on your show where we all look back and laugh at our old embarrassing moments? Thanks, y'all. Love your show.
Oh, my God. Wow.
That's like worst nightmare, isn't it? It's worst nightmare.
How she stayed at that job after that, because I know
a lot
of people would have just been like, you know what? That's my cue to leave. Goodbye. Not working here anymore.
Gonna have to start fresh somewhere else where I'm not known as the pooper. Yeah.
Because, you know, man, and so maybe it was a case where, you know, she says she just recovered it after 2 years. Like, all the people who knew had since left. Right, exactly.
And
they'd cycled through. And so
she starts fresh. No one knows.
Clean slate.
Sorted past.
And I bet now that it's all complete, she walks by that restroom and just is like, yep.
Wink and a nod.
I know what we did.
Uh-huh.
Long time ago.
Oh, gosh. But bless her heart, though. You can't help it.
No, you can't.
When nature calls, and sometimes nature calls urgently.
No, and I get that. I get that. And I know.
Your brain tells you there's a toilet. That's where you can make that happen.
Well,
and then you can't turn that thought off.
And, you know, our restrooms up here are very convenient. But then if both stalls are in use.
That is not convenient.
No, that is not convenient. I mean, got to be honest.
Go to another floor.
Even if one stall is in use, I sometimes will be like, oh, got to go to another floor. I don't know.
Nope.
I don't know the noises that are going to happen. And then sometimes it feels like you're like an intruder on someone else's floor.
Exactly. And they probably want privacy too.
I know.
So you're doing the courteous thing by exiting. And finding another empty bathroom.
And you're going to another floor and quote, blessing them with you.
Right. Which is like, I know this is like kind of illegal. I don't belong here. This is not my floor.
It is like an unwritten rule.
Yes.
And you like almost you feel like you're floor. Breaking some sort of rule by
but
going to a
know.
Different floor. And yeah, how are they going to know?
They're not going to know. I don't know any of the people that work in the office across the way.
Yeah. I mean, there are a couple different businesses that are on our floor. So, I mean,
don't know everybody that works there.
I do see some familiar faces. I don't know all their names, but certainly I could, I guess, if I went to a different floor. And man, and I remember there was one time where I went to another floor and both stalls were taken. So I had to go to another floor and I was running out of time, Kelly.
Oh, gosh.
I was running out of time.
Oh, no.
And
the
I'm
clock
like,
is ticking.
You know, because it's like your body knows when you get close and it's like, all right, it's go time.
Exactly.
All right.
Your
we're
body
about to
senses
do this.
It. Yes.
We're
it's got
about
spidey
to do
senses.
This.
Yes.
Yeah. And you're like, no. No,
nope.
We're not.
Abort mission.
No, we're
abort
not.
Abort mission.
Both stalls are in use. And then you got to go, all right. Floor 6, no go. Floor 5, no go. Do I go up to floor 7 or do I keep going down?
You go down.
Do I keep
you go
going down?
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Sometimes then I'll just go to the first floor because they've got the real fancy restrooms.
Oh, fancy ones are nice.
Yeah, because it's on the first floor and it's like, you know, all the guests that come in.
For guests.
And
yes.
They have the stall doors that go all the way down to the floor. So you can't even see feet peeking out.
Oh, that's even better.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That'd be worth just going down there all the time anyway.
Well, sometimes you're not blessed with time, Kelly.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, and sometimes when you have multiple elevators and there's many people in the building, and then it takes a little bit of time for the elevator to get up to you. Yeah.
Anyways, Sally, we hear you, okay?
We understood
what happened.
I'm so glad you got through the 2 years of embarrassment.
I know, that's for sure.
Oh, you're on the other side of it now.
All right, so let's take Wine Drunk Sally, her suggestion. And do you have any embarrassing moments that you can kind of look back on now and laugh about?
And make Sally feel better?
Yeah. 502-795-1997. We'll get to some of yours on the way. Coming up, so one of our listeners got wine drunk and she was chatting about the fact that she used a out of service toilet at her work accidentally one time. Admitted it to us freely. So that was nice. A little sharing corner.
And now 2 years later, she's finally over the hump of the embarrassment, which probably means everybody that knew about it at work now no longer works there.
Right. Right, exactly. Got a message from Pam. In high school, I played soccer on the boys' team, even though I was a girl. A guy hooked his cleat on the leg of my shorts, completely pantsed me.
Ooh.
Standing there in my underwear with my soccer shorts at my ankles, nicknamed me Pinky from my panties.
Oh, my gosh.
Made for a tough senior year.
Oh, my gosh. But, I mean, Pam Pinky probably had cool points for playing with the boys.
Yeah, for sure.
Until that happened. Oh, dang it. Cindy said, at the beach with my 5-year-old son. Says he's got to go to the bathroom.
Uh-huh.
I tell him to wade in and pee in the ocean.
Okay.
Minute later, he is ankle deep with his pants down, doing exactly what I told him.
He didn't cover anything.
Happy Saturday afternoon, beachgoers.
It's like he's just, the world's my toilet.
Yep, exactly. Mom said I could. I didn't think I was supposed to, but okay.
Shoot, that is funny. Okay, so Kelly, you've got one.
So I had just left college, and I was walking through the St. Matthews Mall, and I needed to get some Chick-fil-A, obviously. And so I had walked in front of this couple, and they made conversation with me, didn't know who they were, but they were really nice. And so we had our little exchange, and I went on, and I ate. And later on, when I was walking back to the trash can, a few packages of ketchup had fallen off my tray.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't see them, and I stepped on all three and sprayed them completely.
Oh, no.
You shot them with ketchup.
It was very humiliating, and I think they were really upset, but because we had just spoken, they tried to be nice, and bless their hearts, they really did take it like a champ. And unfortunately for me, I laugh in uncomfortable situations.
Oh, no.
Laughing, which made it worse.
Oh, Kelly.
But what else do you do?
I'm sorry.
I mean, ketchup is very difficult to just kind of wash off without, like, you have to go to a restroom, get some soda water, whatever. I mean, that's going to be an intense cleanup. Oh, gosh.
Exactly, and it ruined their shoes, and I love my shoes. I would have been devastated.
Yeah. And I bet they still think about it to this day, Kelly.
I know I would.
Well, hey, thank you so much for sharing this morning.
You're welcome. Y'all have a fantastic day.
All right, thank you. Appreciate it. Good stories there. Thank you, guys. If you got something that you think of later or you want to remain anonymous, our DM's always open.
I think Sally feels better.
At
Sally feels seen.
Yes. At Ben and Kelly Show.